Shed Some Light, episode 245, coming to you on a Thursday. Michael and Jack are back. We got just a short, quick old episode today. Prior to starting our recording here, this is just what's on my mind. I'm thinking about these, like, random inventions that I would like to purchase. And I want to get a under-the-desk automatic foot massager. I'm not sure that they make this product yet, but if they do...
I think you need to get, like, the one that's, like, for old people where it's just, like, your feet go back and forth. Have you seen that?
I used that one time, and I got
What's
in.
It like? It doesn't like it either, so.
I don't believe it. It was, like, it was an under-the-desk elliptical, pretty much. And
But doesn't it, like, move your feet for you?
No. This one was, like, you had to do the workout yourself. Mm. And it claimed that I got in, like, 14,000 steps and burned 300 calories. And I just... There's no shot that that was true. It was way too easy.
I mean, like, 14,000 steps is going to be around 300 calories.
But I was, like, barely moving. Like, my knee was just kind of hinging. And that was it.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I walk every morning. I walk, like, 2.5 miles, which is generally around 14,000 steps, and that's about 300 calories there.
I would like it
I think that's actually pretty accurate.
I would like for my under-the-desk foot massager to be water. Like a
You just want to be in a bucket of water?
Like a bucket of water that has, like, jets and stuff that shoot onto my feet. Some nice warm water. I told you before.
That might be your dumbest idea.
I'm doing the business on top of the desk, and then my feet are getting the business.
Oh, yeah,
down below.
Doing the business. Really giving them the business, dude. Speaking of giving them the business.
Dutton gave everyone the business.
Yeah, Dutton just gave everybody the business. But a couple of college football teams that were given the business this weekend, couple of ones that gave out the business, couple of which that got the business given to them. If you know what I'm saying.
The boys were giving it to them.
Couple of teams just giving them the business this weekend. Want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
Who do you want to talk about first? Because there were a couple teams that were given the business. Do you want to talk about the one that probably is, like, the most significant to our podcast?
Sure.
Eat dicks, USC. You got given the business.
You got the business given
you
to you.
You got the business given to you by Utah and their fucking backup quarterback. Eat shit, Caleb Williams. Respectfully. Actually, not disrespectfully, but also not respectfully.
Neutrally?
Neutrally, eat shit. Eat shit.
I'm going to be honest. So we're recording this Wednesday night, obviously, coming out Thursday morning. It took me quite some time to think back to this past college football weekend just because there wasn't a Notre Dame game that gave me, like, a point of reference. You were like... Do you want to talk about those teams? And I'm like,
I don't know
what teams you're talking about.
I mean, I'll run it down. So we'll talk about the USC game, but we'll also talk about first, like, we talked about on the last podcast being like, I needed this bye week.
Mm-hmm.
I needed it up until it happened. And then, like, during Saturday, I was like, can't wait for Notre Dame to play. Oh, shit, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, it was still kind of nice.
It was, but it also wasn't. Like, it felt like... It felt like Saturday didn't have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? But also, it was nice to not have to be like, fuck, how are we going to play today?
Right. The nerves were way less high.
Yeah. But we'll go back to the USC game. Pretty nuts game. Pretty exactly what you thought from a Pac-12 game, I feel like.
How about Utah's substitution strategy?
Loved it, dude. Just getting the fattest dude that you can, just throwing him in there every time they subbed.
Yeah. And
slow as fuck.
Yeah, just running time off the clock.
Loved it, dude. That is one where, like, they're playing chess, everybody else playing checkers.
Yep.
I loved it because they didn't break any rules. They just used them to their advantage,
mm-hmm.
and they fucking dunked on USC with that.
Yeah.
Every time USC subbed, they would just throw in the fattest defensive lineman they could find, and they would run, like, what, like 10 seconds off the play clock at least? Dude, the best. Rumors kind of swirling around Caleb Williams not going to play the rest of the year.
Shutting it down.
Bitch. I will October 25th, I'll make I'll make the exact statement right now. If the Bears draft Caleb Williams, I'm done being a Bears fan.
I'm a week ahead of you. I already proclaimed that last week.
I said that it was a maybe last week. I said I was like 50-50 on it. I am now staking my flag with you. October 25th, if the Bears draft Caleb Williams, I'm out. I'm not doing it. I don't want to root for that fucker. I hate him. I hate everything about him, his mentality, the way that he goes about himself. He's a self-centered prick. I fucking cannot stand him, and I will not root for him.
Welcome aboard.
I've always been aboard on the Caleb Williams hate train.
No. To the no longer Bears fans if the Bears draft Caleb Williams club.
Well, you're on the no longer a Bears fan club.
No.
Period.
No, I'm
that's
no.
it. Period. You're no. just no longer a Bears fan.
Incorrect.
No, I don't know about that. You're close. You're the person that is like you tried to jump off the ship, but then your foot got caught in like the webbing of like the fishing net, and you're hanging off the side. And you're like, I tried to fucking jump, but it's not working. Type of person. Like you're basically off. And then I'm on the ship, and I'm like. Instead of pulling you back up, I'm like sawing it off, being like, yeah, fucking see you later, dude.
You're trying to get rid of me?
Well, dude, if you don't want to, it's one of those things, like, if you don't want to be here, get, like, I don't need you here. I'll fucking man the ship by myself. I can do it. I'm more than capable.
Okay.
Captain of the Seven Seas of the Bears Phantom. And I'll fucking hold it down. But also, if the Bears draft Caleb Williams, I'm right there with you. I'll cut you off, and then I'll backflip into the water off.
There you
I'm
go.
Right by you. Also, another team that was given the business, North Carolina. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Them and Iowa State, I've hated for the past couple of years. I am so fucking glad that you guys lost to Virginia. 1-5. You guys stink. You shouldn't have ever been in the top 10. I can't fucking stand them. I hope to God that we play North Carolina in the bowl game.
I don't know who that game says more about. Does that say more that North Carolina was severely overrated?
100%.
Or that UVA just kind of caught lightning in a bottle there?
No. It says that that North Carolina was severely overrated. Dude, that Virginia was 1-5.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you caught lightning in a bottle. Like,
if you caught lightning in a bottle against Notre
Dame. But also Louisville right now is 6-1. We can't compare 5-1 and 5 to 6-1. Like,
just saying.
It's just not the same thing.
Just saying.
I get it. You catch lightning in a bottle, and it's a good game, whatever. But like, even if North Carolina was as good as everybody said, even if Virginia caught lightning in a bottle, UNC still should have been good enough to beat them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We're like a Notre Dame isn't losing to like a Navy. That would be the same loss.
Like a Marshall.
Yeah. Well, last year. But that's in the past. We don't live in the past. We live in the present.
Right.
So like, you still played a shitty team. You guys couldn't pull away, per usual. You guys stink, per usual. So, you know, fucking sucks to suck.
Boom.
Did you see the Clemson game?
Clemson played another team.
Miami?
Miami. I saw highlights of that one.
I forget if it was overtime or double overtime. I think it was double overtime. And then did you see the last play of the game and then what Dabo had to say about it?
Last play of the game, yes. What Dabo had to say, no.
So, Miami scored first in double overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson had a score that was fourth and goal on, like, the one. They ran what looked like an RPO,
mm-hmm.
and Klubnik pulled it. And got tackled 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And they asked Dabo about it in the postgame. And this was very reminiscent to the manager in the Beckham documentary. Like, Dabo Swinney was straight up like, yeah, that was a run play. I don't know why the fuck he pulled that. Like, literally his exact line was like, I don't know why he didn't hand the ball off. I was like, ooh.
Bad look.
Yikes, dude. I was like, I get that. Again, it's the same thing as like the manager in the backup documentary. Like, I get if you say that to him behind closed doors. Like, why the fuck didn't you hand that off?
You're the head coach. You're the leader. You're the older person in general.
You got to just be like, yeah, we made a mistake on that last play. We'll talk about it internally, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to eat that and, like, to directly put blame on your sophomore quarterback is wild.
Agreed.
But also, suck at Clemson. So, we're dishing out a lot of suckets this episode.
Unfortunately, Notre Dame's strength of schedule is just...
At this point, I don't give a fuck. Strength of schedule doesn't mean anything.
It's having the business given to it.
But also, we still have, like, the sixth best strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Compared to Michigan, who has the, I think it's 113th or 122nd out of 133 teams.
Speaking of Michigan, the rumors continue to swirl about the cheating scandal there. Latest that I heard on Wednesday, they've spent, I think it was like $15,000 this season already in getting this coach to, or coaches to other opponents' games to figure out all their signals.
Yeah, and I've heard it's also like, not just the NCAA that's investigating, like, it's outside, like, law firms and private investigators.
Nice.
So, like, that's not good.
Crumble and burn. I think Jim Harbaugh's got to be out.
Bears? I know you said you'd be out on him. I'll take anybody over Eberflus.
That's another one that I may... I mean, that would almost just turn into a comedy at that point.
Yeah, I mean, fucking who knows what's going on now. We'll get to them later, but I'll be honest with you. When I first saw this, I was like, I read the article, and I was like, I don't really think it's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like basically it was like they were sending somebody to a game to look at their signals and then pass it on to the coaches.
Right.
Which, like... realistically, you could do from, like, a TV or whatever. Like, you could get that film. Like, it's pretty easy to get that film. When I saw the video of the guy that they were sending to the game standing next to the defensive coordinator telling him if it was a run or a pass, that was when it was like, ugh. All right, that's...
He knows way too much.
That's a little bit too much. Yeah, the whole play sheet, they have like the picture of the whole play sheet being like, if the Ohio State guy does this hand signal, it means this. It was like, oh, all right, yeah, you guys are definitely cheating.
Yeah, yeah.
So, fuck you, Michigan, basically. Eat dicks. You guys still haven't played anybody.
Agreed. Looking ahead,
also Penn State fucking stinks. Can we agree with that?
Oh man, yeah, that was a terrible game. Penn State fucking sucks,
dude.
Drew Aller just
stinks.
I think he pooped his pants.
Their whole offense fucking stinks. And I still don't think Ohio State is anything. Ohio State's good. Don't get me wrong. I don't think they're anything crazy. If there was ever a year to have a 12-team playoff,
I was literally just about to say that. I think we brought that up on a previous episode.
And I've been
12-team year.
Yeah, I've been fully out on the whole 12-team playoff. Like, I don't think that there's, I don't think that like the 12th best team in the nation could win the national title.
Right.
However, if there was a year for it to happen, this would have been a fantastic year for it.
And the sad thing is that next year when it goes to the 12-team model, there's going to be like two 12-0 teams that are putting up like 74 points a game that it's not even going to be close.
Yeah, well, we'll see when it happens. I don't fucking know.
Looking ahead to this week's Notre Dame game against Pittsburgh, I'll tell you what, I know nothing about Pittsburgh at this point in time. I haven't listened to any podcasts, done any...
Well, we got to make sure we cover big Phil Dracovic at tight end.
Yeah, I do know that. Phil Dracovic on his third school and second position now. I don't think he's playing, but...
Respectfully? I'll give him a respectfully. Eat dicks.
Maybe he can send off another... tweet or
on the sideline. Yeah, on the sideline.
Yeah.
During the game.
Yeah.
If you sing Shipping Up to Boston, it's cultural appropriation. Yeah. Shut up, dude. Fuck right off.
So
respectfully.
Let's take care of business.
Yeah, I mean, we're 19-point favorites.
Let's give them the business.
Let's give them the business, baby.
this podcast episode is all about the business.
We're giving the business today.
We're going to continue giving you the business and talking about the Chicago Bears getting their second win of the season.
Tyson Bagnett or whatever the fuck his name is. Jesus Christ.
Did you see his interview when they asked him if he wasn't playing football?
Yes, dude. I love him. By the way, I sent this. Former person on the program, Swig, I sent this to him before the game, and I said, bet the house on the Bears, because it's fucking awesome.
Quote, the quote, he was asked what he would be doing if he wasn't playing football, and his plan was to do CrossFit to get really jacked and then teach high school.
Yes, dude, that's my backup quarterback.
That's called living the American dream.
Yes, dude, fuck yeah. Like, dude went to D2 fucking college. Somehow got his way into the pros, and then just like not gonna hide the fact that he was like, yeah, dude, I don't know, I was just probably gonna fucking, like, I feel like everybody has like their normal answer, like, yeah, you know, I was in business school in college, whatever. He's like, I don't know, man, I think it's exactly what it was. I was gonna CrossFit my life away and get as shredded as possible and then teach PE, and he named the high school he was gonna teach it at.
Where's he from?
I have no idea. He went to, like, some Ram fucking college or whatever. I know the college that he was at was the Rams because it has the logo. But it was some D2 school that is, like, middle of fucking nowhere.
Let's see what we got here. He's from Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Yeah.
So that was
Martinsburg High School. Yeah.
Where he went to school. And then he went to
Shepherd High, and Shepherd the fucking College. Thing was the Rams, yeah.
The Shepherd Rams?
Yes, dude, yeah.
They're just called Shepherd.
Yeah, and then their helmet was the Rams logo. It was just a little bit darker of a blue. That was, not joking, that's the only thing that was different. I love everything about this guy.
Wow.
Literally, I love everything about this guy.
What in the world?
And, like, I get it also, too, that, like, the Raiders didn't have Jimmy Garoppolo, so they were on a backup quarterback. But, like, backup quarterback versus backup quarterback, and we just shitbagged them. So, suck it.
In Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Oh, shit. Who would have thought? I love this guy. Like, I literally love him. I don't love him more than Justin Fields. I still believe in Justin Fields. But I just love this dude. Just... the vibe that he gives off, immaculate.
Ah, he's got quite the career highlights and awards.
Hey, list them. Let me hear them.
Starting back in 2018, he was first team all MEC. All MEC.
Not MEC.
No, MEC.
MEC.
In 2019, he was second team all PSAC East.
Yes, dude. Who doesn't know about that? PSAC East, baby.
He was a two-time first-team All-PSAC East.
Let's go. Legend.
Two-time first-team D2 All-American.
Yep.
Two-time PSAC East Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
Then he stepped it up to the just D2 Offensive Player of the Year.
Get fucked all the rest of D2.
He won the Hardman Award for...
Who doesn't know about the Hardman Award?
What do you think that's for? Like, the best quarterback?
I was going to say best quarterback in D2.
He also won the Harlan Hill Trophy. The D2 MVP.
Dude, come on.
What a guy, dude.
Tyson... Bagent. I don't even know how. Is it Bagent or Bagnet?
It's Tyson B on the streets.
Titty B. I'm just going to call him Titty B.
Ty B, and B stands for business because he's giving him the business.
Tyson giving him the business.
That is the complete list of his career highlights and awards.
1-0 as a starter in the NFL. Somebody put that on there. Somebody put that on his Wikipedia. 1-0 as a starter in the NFL.
Oh, well, he does have career NFL statistics on here.
Is it 1-0 as a starter?
No. No. Not a record. Just that he was 31 for 43 passing.
That's pretty nice.
One touchdown, one interception, 84 overall passer rating.
Sheesh.
Tyson giving him the business.
Tyson giving him the business. Okay. You want to know the fuck thing? We're like 2 wins away from being in the wild card right now.
Yeah, that's just not where you want to be.
Bear down, baby. Bear the fuck down. Fuck you.
Super Bowl, Super
Bears. Super Bowl, Super Bears. Bear the fuck down. Fuck you. You're jumping off the ship. I'm riding. I'm on the, what is it? The stern, the front of the ship, doing the Titanic shit. Like, yeah. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Give me all of it. I'm down for the ride. Pivot. Do you have any other football to talk?
No.
Pivoting off that baseball. Maybe one of the wildest World Series of all time.
Did I not call the Diamondbacks?
First of all,
I didn't team them, but I called them.
My team of destiny just shit the bed.
They got the business given to them.
They did get the business given to them. Phillies. I loved rooting for them, but now I feel betrayed.
Who are you rooting for now? Are you doing Diamondbacks because they knocked off the team of destiny?
I don't know.
When does the World Series start?
This comes out Thursday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Nice. Baseball.
It's
yes.
The October Classic.
I don't really know who I'm rooting for.
Okay.
Because I forget who I was talking to. I was like, during the AL and NLCS, like, you could argue that the NLCS between the Phillies and the Diamondbacks were better baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more invested in the ALCS because I hated the Astros. So I was just like, I'm rooting for one team to fucking lose. Like, I don't care what happens in the other games. Like, just fuck the Astros. I don't hate either of these teams. I actually kind of like both of these teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, fuck, I don't really care who wins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn genuinely between two because they're like, they're both kind of like what the White Sox could have been.
Right.
So, like, I don't know which one I want less. Because it's like, you look at the Rangers, right? And there's the infamous tweet from the dude on White Sox Twitter. I'm not going to put his name out there. You can go find it. But it's like, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and John Gray were all free agents. Texas Rangers signed them for, there's like $500 million for whatever, all of them. And he tweeted, he was like, these people, it was like, this. They signed these three guys for $500 million. Like, this is what you guys wanted, White Sox fans. They're in the World Series. Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck I wanted. That is ideally what I wanted. But then you also look at the Diamondbacks, and they're just like a young group where, like, all of their prospects, like, kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they signed like very few free agents that also worked. And it's like, fuck. Like, that was exactly what the White Sox were supposed to be, too.
You got recently former White Sox on both teams, right? You got the Dane train still being
conducted. I might have to root for the Rangers just because of the Dane train.
You got Sebi Savala.
I'm not. Well, now you've made my choice very clear. Go Rangers for fucking ever. The Dane train rolls on. Dane Dunning, give me a fucking ring, baby.
I don't know who I'm rooting for. I'm just rooting for baseball.
Do you want the hat?
Nah.
Gotta give a shout out to my boy PT. Thank you for getting me the college football hat. Now I can just root for all of college football. It's fucking elite. Just got the college football logo on the front of it. Just love college football. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
But yeah, now, I mean, now I have to root for the Rangers.
That's fair. You can't deem them, though.
I'm not going to deem them. Because I can't deem.
You can't double deem.
Yeah. I can double Dane. Dane train. I'll get a Dane Dunning jersey if the Rangers win the World Series, dude. Dane Dunning, legend. That was my guy.
I know.
They ain't trained, baby. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
You know that the NBA also started?
Yeah, that was wild. Also, before we start on that, the Rangers-Astros series?
Yeah.
A couple things about that. That I was so locked into that series just because of all the drama. One, second time in MLB history that it went to a Game 7 and nobody won a home game. You know that?
Oh.
Everybody won on the road. Nobody won a fucking home game that whole series.
Nice, nice, okay.
Which is wild. And then I love the fact that there was a lot of drama surrounding Adolis Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just fucking shit on them Game 6 and 7. Like, that was fucking awesome.
Jose Altuve's postseason home run streak kind of pisses me off.
Yeah. But it was also great that Adolis Garcia just fucking dropped the nuts on him. Which, like, I don't really understand. Like, I genuinely tried to look at it from, like, an objective perspective. Where, like, Adolis Garcia pimped a home run. When they were down one, he pimped a 3-run home run to put them up in the sixth inning. He comes back up in the eighth. Arguably one of the best relievers that the Astros have, who has hit, I want to say it was 2 to 3 people all year.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch, throws a 99-mile-an-hour fastball that hits him in the back.
Doinks him.
And to say that that wasn't intentional is like...
Come on.
All right. Like, you also, like, I could understand it if it was like... He was the first batter that guy faced.
Right, right, right.
But yeah. He had just walked Corey Seager. So he had already thrown, I want to say it was like 5 pitches. It's like you're already warmed up. It's not like you're like, hey, I was just getting loose. Like, fuck it, I missed a fastball.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, Astros fans who are like, oh, like, Adolis Garcia shouldn't have got mad at him. It's like, he should have. He fucking beamed him because he pimped the 3-run home run.
Right, right.
So, like, shut up, dude.
I get it.
And then he... immediately went and set the record for the most RBIs in the American League Championship Series, like 2 games later. So get fucked, Astros fans. Suck it.
How you doing?
Respectfully. Actually, disrespectfully. Dude, but also, like, the Astros... I don't hate all of the Astros. I hate Altuve and Bregman. And the rest of them are, like, kind of fine. I actually like a majority of the 3 Astros that I hate.
I'm not a big Michael Brantley fan.
I don't care for Michael Brantley. I hate Jose Altuve. I hate Alex Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like Martin Maldonado.
I do like Jose Abreu.
Mm-hmm.
Gray Kessinger.
I like Gray Kessinger. Shout out. And I also love Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker, I can get behind.
Yordan Alvarez, dude. Yordan Alvarez looks like he's 50. He's like 24, and he just pisses on baseballs. Like, I gotta respect it.
Yeah.
So, like, I basically just hate, like, if they traded Altuve, I wouldn't hate the Astros anymore. I would just hate whoever Altuve's on. Altuve can go fuck right off. And I get it that, like, he's kind of proven that he didn't need to cheat because he just still pisses on baseballs, but it still pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, I just got a sour taste in my mouth, so, like, he can fuck off forever.
Agreed.
I also think that if you're going to keep Sammy Sosa out of the Hall of Fame and, like, Barry Bonds, you should also keep Jose Altuve out of the Hall of Fame.
100%.
And they're not going to, and it's going to piss a lot of fucking people off.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know for a fact that, like, they're going to eventually put Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. And
well, as they McGuire. Should.
But it's going to be some, like, bullshit. Like, I know this is going to sound bad, but, like, once one of them dies, they're going to be like, oh, we should,
I hope not. I mean, the Hall of Fame is not only a place for, like, all of the best players and records and stuff, but it's literally just a story.
A story, yeah, which I agree with.
You can't tell the story of baseball without Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds.
But they've already missed the window. Like, they can't get voted into the Hall of Fame.
Let's
technically.
Change.
But, yeah, it's going to be, like, posthumously. Like, one of them is going to die, and then they're going to be like, guys, we should have put him in the Hall of Fame. He deserves it. And like, yeah, he fucking deserved it.
Shed some light.
30 years ago.
Is the first podcast to publicly endorse the Hall of Fame voting for those
Sammy
three
Sosa
players prior to their death.
Great race in 98. Anybody that did steroids, you're in.
You're in our Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'll put a shrine up to you in my house.
I hope you know that.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, now we're moving on to basketball because the NBA started, and man, I tell you what.
I couldn't give less of a fuck.
I didn't even know that happened until I was
listening
to the radio, and they're like, well, the Nuggets won on their banner night, and I was like, what, basketball?
Dude, I saw the headlines this morning, and I was like, are we still talking preseason here, or is this the actual thing that's happening? And then I was like, I saw at the bottom, was like, first game of the regular season. I was like, oh, shit.
Victor Wembanyama is the
Wembanyama.
Is that not his name?
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Victor Wembanyama is the projected favorite for Rookie of the Year.
He's a tall fucker. There's a video of him. He looks like a spider guarding some dude. It's insane.
He does. I really don't care about the NBA.
I don't know. The Bulls are going to fucking suck again. Who gives a fuck? Jerry Reinsdorf owns him. Fuck off.
Okay. Well, you got any dumb thoughts?
Not dumb thoughts, but I saw something today that I didn't know that they sold, which is... this should be illegal. I went to the liquor store today. They sell a keg of Fireball.
Ooh. That puts a shiver down my spine just thinking about it.
It's a mini keg. It's a 5.5 liter keg of Fireball.
For how much?
I didn't even look at it. I saw it on the counter. I was like, never in my life.
Ugh.
Like if I walked into a place that had a keg of Fireball, I'd be like, I'm leaving. Like there's two things. There's two options here. Okay, I walk in, I see the keg of Fireball, right? And there's two options that go through my head. It's either A, I leave now, or B, I leave in handcuffs, because I'm going to get way too drunk and I'm going to fuck something up.
Ten years ago, that would have been elite.
Yeah, but no, dude. 5.5 liters of Fireball?
Yeah. Back when Fireball was good.
Dude.
There was a point in time.
Do you know how much Fireball that is?
Yeah, 5.5 liters.
Uh-huh. Eat dicks.
I'm just thinking.
You're going like a full 2 liter,
yeah.
And then you're doubling that.
Yep.
And then you're like, half. Give me another half. Or like, give me like a quarter-ish.
No.
An eighth.
More. Two liters.
Oh, yeah,
4 liters.
Yeah.
It's almost 3 bottles of pop.
Yeah, dude, fuck off. I'm no shot. That's the worst night of your life. Also, like, if you're the type of guy that's like, you know what I need tonight?
A keg of Fireball.
A keg of Fireball? I don't want to hang out with you.
No. No.
I thought that was, like, maybe one of the wilder things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I did see that Monster Energy now has an alcoholic drink.
Ooh.
Called The Beast. I don't know. I want to know if it has caffeine, if it's, like, this generation's Four Loko.
It's pirate water. Ever had that?
No.
It's Barstool's drink. Fucking one drink, push you on your ass.
Sheesh. I saw my SOS billboard today.
Yeah.
Again, yep.
Strength of schedule, baby.
I tried to recalibrate my brain to have some more empathy. I'm working on it.
Getting close.
That's all I got, though.
That's all I got.
That was pretty good. We gave a lot of business to the people today.
Shut up, dude.
Well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 245. We'll be back next week. Jake and Alyssa, hope you have a great wedding. And in the meantime,
keep them gold.
Keep them gold, everyone.